Okay, Max, how would you describe our apartment? And I've already ruled out worse than that girl pit in Silence of the Lambs.
Well, at least she had some silence once in a while. Look, no one's gonna pay money to rent this dump. We have it in 6 months.
Everyone else in Williamsburg is making money renting their crappy places on Airbnb. It's all how you describe it. So, let's start lying.
This is a fantastic idea, and I really want to do this.
First question, describe your neighborhood.
Run down with a bunch of rats.
Old world charm. Pet friendly. What type of people live there?
Junkies, whores, homeless.
Actors. Do you have a hot tub? Sometimes. Gym?
Two. Gay gym upstairs, and straight gym across the hall, who's only gay when he's drunk.
When is your space available? Always, sometimes, one time.
Oh, just like our sex lives. Always for me, sometimes out of boredom, and one time for you.
I did.
I know what you didn't do. Clean this dessert carousel. There's a Napoleon in here says Napoleon.
We rented our apartment on Airbnb.
You rented to Arabs? Well, good luck getting it back. They tend to be a tad territorial.
Airbnb is an agency that rents to out-of-towners, and I'm guessing local men cheating on their wives. Well, I did it.
I know, when you were 18 with Prince Harry. Or so you say.
We have 3 offers for our apartment.
How? Let me rephrase that. How?
I found the perfect sales pitch.
Stay at the place where dreams die?
Have the authentic Williamsburg experience.
Oh, you mean getting clumsily felt up by a guy who looks like he came from the gold rush?
Anyone can stay at a hotel, but how often can you say you went to New York and stayed at a Brooklyn Bohemian barn apartment with a live-in horse?
Girl, you are good.
So now we just have to pick who gets our apartment. A guy looking to get away from it all.
That's a suicide.
You're right. We lie, they lie. A married couple looking to reconnect.
Murder-suicide.
And finally, a girl's getaway weekend for some fashion model friends.
A couple of chubby girls looking to murder some pints of Ben and Jerry's. With maybe a suicide of mac and cheese.
Hey, everybody! The temperature be dropping and the bitches be nipping. I need a hot chocolate.
I'm right here, Sophie.
And I'm right here, Earl. I mean, I get it, but bro code, man.
Well, big news. I'm going on a trip.
Mushrooms or acid?
I'm going to Vermont.
Oh, you're gonna be gone? Would you mind letting us stay upstairs at your place? We're renting out our apartment.
You're renting out that dump? Oh, are they filming Survivor, your place?
So when are these losers arriving?
They're not losers. They're just girls paying us to have a fun weekend in our apartment.
What losers? Now that is a hand that scooped some ice cream.
Hi.
Are you Caroline? Oh my God, they really are models.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Oh shoot, now I'm gay.
Lily, as in Lily Aldridge?
And I'm Martha.
Hunt? Martha Hunt and Lily Aldridge? Max, do you know who they are?
Sure do. This one is the girl that I leave this one for.
No, Max, they're all Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, we all wanted to hang out in New York before we leave for London.
We're doing the fashion show there.
I worked at the Victoria's Secret at the mall for one day. got fired for eating Panda Express over the thongs.
This is Max. I'm Caroline. I used to be rich. It just felt like I needed to say that.
And these are our friends, Petra, Gabriella, and Rina.
Hi.
What are the odds you're all named after Columbus's ships?
Come in. Welcome to the Williamsburg Experience.
It's bigger than it looks in the photo.
Well, I shaved off a couple inches for the photo. You know the drill.
So why the hell are you staying here? Is this training for when your looks run out?
Oh, look, the kitchen is so cute.
Question, how do you walk the runway blind?
It's just that we stay at the same Four Seasons all the time.
Well, you will experience at least two seasons here because the thermostat's broken. It's 40 outside and 100 in here.
So as advertised, this is our sauna and our Bohemian Barns right out that door.
Just follow the temperature drop.
Next, supermodels are staying at our apartment. So exciting, I want to tell all my friends. I guess I just did. I see you met Chestnut. That's his real mane, not extensions. Also, Karad, a charming skylight in case you want to sit under the stars and have a little peace and quiet.
Hey, girls. Come up already. I want to get to my college reunion. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
Well, time sure does fly.
You talk to your neighbors? I talked to my neighbor once, and the next thing you know, I have this long letter from Naomi Watts saying, leave my husband alone.
So, we've known each other like 5 minutes already. Where's my free bra? I mean, all that's left of this one is the frames. Trust me, it's like a burlesque show under here. Sophie's apartment is amazing. It looks like an Easter bunny banged a golden girl.
That was some shower head. I'd marry it, but it's already attached. To the wall. Max?
Here. Oh, this bed is like being in the womb without all the secondhand smoke.
Martha and Lily were super sweet. So exciting to be back hanging with celebrities.
Yeah, and maybe now you can get a new celebrity story. I was getting really tired of hearing how someone thought you were Gwyneth Paltrow from behind.
Still flattering.
Laughter? Coming from our apartment?
What do you think they're laughing at?
Probably found our account balance on an ATM slip.
I bet Martha said something funny. She's hilarious. You know, for someone who's so pretty, she never had to develop a personality. I'm gonna go see. Max, give me a shove.
This is good practice for the eventual cliff.
I mean, we're from Brazil.
Bears and waves.
Bears and waves.
Now it's a party.
Max, you know how when it gets hot down there, we just sit, sweat, and point the fan at our junk? They do it a little differently. They are dancing in their underwear, drinking beers.
So? The guy on the corner does that all the time.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Can't take my eyes off those beers. Wings, I could get down there faster.
Okay, so what is this big news? Did the health inspector find out that the imitation crab meat is cat?
Technically, it's imitation cat, but that's not what we're announcing.
I'm here, and make this snappy. I'm in the middle of something.
Puberty?
No, I was on a call with Ripley's, believe it or not, to inform them that you still work here. And they didn't believe it.
coming in for a meal, and we don't want you guys to embarrass us and overreact.
Darling, I don't overreact. I'm 70-something years old with a history of heart trouble. I keep it in check.
Hey, Max. Caroline.
And I keep my heart pills in my pocket. Excuse me, much as I enjoy the view, I really want that 100th birthday shout out from Al Roker.
Yes, they're Victoria's Secret models and our friends. Last night we all stayed up late trashing Kate Moss.
Models in my diner! Oh no, I wore the wrong sweater vest.
You also wore the wrong face, body, and personality.
Max, let's go say hi. How do I look?
Like a waitress.
Damn it, it's the waitress uniform, isn't it?
What's up, homies?
What's up, homie? I love my life again.
Well, it's been a whole day since we met, so where's that free bra?
Max!
What? This one's on its last legs. Last night I heard it coughing. Could also use some new underwear. Mine are running on fumes.
I just texted David. He's coming.
This is going to be an amazing party.
Party?
Yeah, we're having some friends over.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Max said, cool.
Jeez, pull it back. You're acting needier than Sofia Vergara on a red carpet.
Big fan. Big, big fan. Compliments of the chef, my specialty, popsicles. I find they taste best when sucked slowly using plenty of tongue facing the kitchen.
On your jelly beans.
Yoo-hoo! Hi! So, we're just up here hanging out, doing our thing.
Oh, sorry, girl. Did we wake you? Go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep? Why does she think we're so lame?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they're throwing around words like yoo-hoo and fang, like a mom bringing Cheetos down to a slumber party.
This is your fault. They were obsessed with us until you started asking for bras like some braless, homeless person.
We're never gonna sleep with all that music. Check the drawer. Sophie must have earplugs. I mean, she lives upstairs from you.
I found plugs, but I don't think they're for your ears. It's fine. We'll just pop downstairs and say hello. Fashion's my scene.
Know what I've seen? That price tag.
Oh, tuck it back in. I have to return it.
Okay, remember our deal. I got up and got dressed, so you're my slave for life.
Oh, hi, girls. I thought you were the man with the Greek food.
Wow, I have definitely got to start waxing my upper lip more.
Sophie, why aren't you in Vermont?
Oh, I lied. I didn't go to Vermont. I mean, it's foreign. I'm not a lesbian. No, I stayed in town to spy on Oleg. I mean, I know you girls think that I'm perfect, but I have trust issues.
Well, then whose apartment is that?
I'm staying at Jim's.
Straight Jim's or gay Jim's?
Sophie! You forgot your purse. Oh, I think this is mine. Just kidding, it's yours. What's up, salt and pepper?
Gay Jim's.
Oh, girls, please don't tell Oleg that I'm here. You know, I've been following him around to see what he would do if I was not in town, and so far, you know, he's been cool, but you know the old saying, cheat on me once, shame on you. Cheat on me twice, your balls are in a jar.
There's a man standing in our doorway. I have a doorman again.
Weird to see a man standing in our doorway without a warrant, an eviction notice, or a Bible.
Excuse me, this is our apartment. Yeah, we live here all the time, no biggie.
No biggie, no electricity, no leasing.
Hi, I'm Caroline, this is Max, we live here.
Not according to the list.
Sir, look, we do live here, I have a key.
The key is to be on the list, which you're not.
Okay. Can prove we live here. Just go over to the window, kick the side of the radiator, a panel will open up, you'll find a half-smoked joint and another half-smoked joint, proving...
What? That you're a poor pothead?
This is crazy! I can't believe I'm begging to get into a place I've been trying to get out of.
It's a very exclusive party.
It's a dump! I should know I live here. This night couldn't get any worse.
Turn that light off. I'm watching the Victoria's Secret supermodel party with my night vision goggles.
And updating.
Oleg, how did you get in here?
How do you think? It's my girlfriend's apartment. I broke in.
Yes, Oleg, it's your girlfriend's apartment where you're sitting in the dark watching models out the window with night vision goggles.
Hey, my pants are on.
No, they are not.
Not my fault. Five Victoria's Secret supermodels downstairs, they took themselves off.
So what are you saying? You're the victim here?
What would Sophie say if she came home and saw you sitting here?
She'd say, stop hogging the goggles.
Oleg, let me just say this. Vermont is closer than you think.
I don't know where this argument is going, but I'm going to that damn supermodel party.
Oleg, it's late. I'm gonna lay this on the line for you. You're no George Clooney. You're not even George Costanza. These sheets are amazing, and you are never gonna do better than Sophie. She is hot and clearly has no sense of smell.
I love Sophie. I'll go home. On second thought, I don't trust myself to walk by your apartment. Better lock me in here.
Caroline, Max, come down here. Hurry!
I knew it! See, Max, they're begging us to come. I'm back again.
Are you coming?
Oh, let me think. Downstairs with an open bar, or up here alone with Oleg in his tidy, not that whiteies?
Should we tie you up?
No, it'll just make me hornier.
I knew they wanted us to come to the party. How could they not? Last night I taught Petra how to eat bread without tearing it into little pieces first.
Don't try it. I was a Navy SEAL.
You think you're tough? I lived in a refrigerator box for a month with no top. Not the box, me.
Max, Caroline, get in here. Hey! See, we were invited because we're A-list.
The toilet is clogged and I need you to take care of it, please.
A-list as an A-janitor list.
I don't know what to do. Can one of you call the concierge?
Sure. Caroline?
Wait, you didn't just call us down here because the toilet's clogged, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
The kitchen sink is backed up too.
But a toilet? I got this. I was almost born in one. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. All right, everyone, just calm down. No need to overreact.
And there's the pool we mentioned in our ad.
Oh, boy. Yep, we got the floaters. Caroline, I'm gonna need the plunger and a lobotomy.
This happens with vintage toilets, part of their old world charm.
We got some charm stuck on your loofah.
Guys, remember last night how we just bit into that bread without chewing it? Good times.
I need that damn plunger! I don't want to die this way!
I got it, but it's caught on something. Looking pretty much back to normal.
Oh, that's good. Keep it.
Again, sorry about your cashmere sweaters in here. But when we ran out of paper towels, you did scream, just use anything, make it stop.
And of course, we'll pay to have them all dry cleaned.
Oh, that's nice. Keep them.
Okay, we can leave. I am off the phone with my therapist.
And it goes without saying, we won't charge you guys for this weekend.
No way. Here, you are taking this check and my therapist's phone number. I do not know how you are standing up without him.
What? Come Aw, this is nothing. 1 month, the floor actually opened up and swallowed us.
Yeah, we've been through worse.
Oh, it's really cool the way you two support each other.
Yep, we're a pair of support hoes.
And speaking of support, here, Max.
No way! Look, Caroline, it's a bronanza!
And Caroline, since you don't really need to wear a bra, here. This apartment may be hell, but you are a real angel.
Aw, my own wings? Thank you, guys. Hey, can I ask you something?
As long as it doesn't have anything to do with rats.
How come you didn't invite us to the party?
What? I thought Martha did.
I thought Lily did. Model moment.
Pick up, Caroline.
Yep, I always knew you would die here.
Pick up, Max.
Looking good, Max.
After you drop that, have Caroline come back here and lock me in the walk until Sophie gets home.
Max, I just realized we're kind of the supermodels of waitressing.
And I just realized my boobs aren't always supposed to hit my side.